All about politics. Forget the idea of red states, blue states, and battleground states. That's the Republican Party's plan for a renewal, which is being articulated at their winter meeting. The party says it hopes to move outside its traditional bases of power and compete in every state and every region. Joining us for more is James Homan, national political reporter for Politico. It certainly sounds nice, sounds ambitious for the party, but seems like it's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, absolutely, John. And it really does just seem like talk. Republicans realized that they didn't have a huge margin of error last year. You know, they had to hit the bullseye in seven of the eight targeted swing states. And so the idea is to make states that haven't been competitive. They point to the Republican governors in blue states like New Mexico and New Jersey and Pennsylvania to say that Republicans could make inroads there. The national party is claiming that they are no longer going to think in terms of red or blue states. That seems like kind of a stretch, but it's their takeaway from last year's election.
So when they say they're not going to think of them as red and blue states, are they talking about dedicating campaign resources to a state, or are they talking about shifting their message and shifting their actual policy to appeal to people in a state in a way that they haven't done before?
Well, they say that they're going to spend resources there, but that's something that it's very hard to believe them. And in fact, it would be political malpractice if they actually followed through on what they're talking about and didn't invest money in the states that they had the best opportunity. It's very hard to get resources when you're not the party with the presidency. And so they have a limited amount of money and will have to decide what to do. I just spent the last 3 days in Charlotte at this meeting, and it was all the leaders of all the state Republican parties from around the country trying to decide, with the limited amount of money that you have, you know, do you invest in technology and try to build a database that could match up with what President Obama had, or do you spend money on minority outreach, and how specifically would you spend that money? And they really didn't have a consensus, which is why at this point it really does just feel like rhetoric of Republicans talking about outreach. And we'll really see if the rubber hits the road.
Right. And the RNC chair says he wants the party to be welcoming and inclusive. It comes at a time when there's been a lot of self-reflection in Charlotte. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal was especially rough on the party. Is that the theme that you were seeing there, or were those just some isolated comments that were trying to kind of rejuvenate the party, put some life into them, and kind of wake them up a little bit?
Yeah, I have a story up on our website right now. I talked to several dozen people, and they paid a lot of lip service to this idea of minority outreach and doing a better job of being inclusive. But when you press these guys, they really don't want to make any changes. They don't want to make substantive changes. They don't want to make policy changes on immigration. They don't want to change their positions that drove away a lot of female voters in places like Northern Virginia. And so as much as they pay lip service, they really aren't going to move on any fundamental principles.
But we will see things like more digital media, more training for activists, things like that.
Right, and they're getting widely mocked by the Obama people because Republicans are talking about doing more on Skype and Facebook and Twitter, and Democrats are saying, you should have done that 4 or 8 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess you have to close the gap one way or another, and maybe the second person to the party isn't always the worst one at it. So, James Homan, national political reporter for Politico, we appreciate you joining us as always.
Thank you.